What about on old January 1st, you'd say?
New Year's.
Somebody might say, first thing you'd say,
Happy New Year's.
You might. Anything else that you've ever heard people use instead of thank you, you might say, how much? I've got to go downtown and do some
shopping.
And you made a purchase or something. The storekeeper, maybe he took a piece of paper or something and did one to it.
We just say rocked it, because now
you say, I got home with it, and then I did it. I felt you say, I got home and I
gave it.
If you wrapped it, then you had, then you...
I'm right there.
Say if you had to sell something for less than you paid for it, you had to sell at a
loss.
Yes, that's
not too good. No, not working too good.
And say if you buy something but don't have enough money to buy it, you'd say, well, I'd like to, but it just...
Well, you'd ask for credit, I guess.
Say you couldn't, you might say, well, I can't give you because money's just
scarce or short.
Probably something. I hope that he like has a much economic problem lately. And time to pay the bill, you said the bill is
something.
Or if you belong to the club, you have to pay your
dues.
Then didn't have any money, you might go to the bank and try to
borrow.
When you were kids, coming up, did y'all ever do much swimming and things like that?
Oh, yeah.
Whereabouts, what all would you?
And this was in a creek, but there was places there 100 yards you could swim, no shoals or no nothing about it.
Y'all ever make maybe a platform and
buy them? Yeah, I was a good diver. As sick as I've ever been in my life, I think. I helped get it grounded from out of a pond over at Bear Creek. I got awful sick. I don't know why, but I got sick. I dived after him and then finally hooked him with a hook. And boy, I got sick.
I guess that was wrong.
I don't know just why, but I know what I sure got to say.
Well, you know, I guess it's just a rough experience to pull them out like that. I never did learn how to swim. I still can.
I can swim.
You're pretty young when you learn.
Oh, back then, 100 yards so down the creek, they'd just push me in. I'd have to swim. Now you don't learn to swim.
Yeah, I guess then you don't have any choice.
Of course, they'd come guide me if I hadn't. I'd swim out.
Did you ever see the kids that do a dive? We dive in land flat like that. What do they call that dive?
Well, I believe the professional swan dive or something, but we call it belly busting. We don't know.
That's the way they call it. What about the little kid here? He'll get down and put his head in and turn over like that. You say he's turning.
Flip, rolling.
Call it a somerset or
somersault. Yeah, somerset, somersault.
Before a baby's able to walk, it does what? It
crawl.
What about when you're coming up, you like to climb trees and things? What's some of the other things you did when you were coming up besides swimming?
Oh, we'd climb trees and run after each other, chase the fox, a lot of different things.
Did y'all play games like kiting and things?
Yeah.
What would you have to call a thing you'd have to get back to?
hide and seek.
And what, so you wouldn't be it, you had to get back to it?
Yeah, the one that's going to hunt you is supposed not to watch. They might have.
Somebody's praying like that. Gets down and say he does for me.
I'm praying.
Yes, it's just somebody was praying. He might get a child, he might get down on this.
He
was doing for me. You might tell somebody, well, I'm tired. They can go over the couch there.
Go to sleep, to rest.
Yeah. Or you're going to just not sleep and put your feet up. You say, I'm going to go over there.